Coronavirus, U.S. Reliance on China Spurs Plastic Bottle Shortage. By John Binder on April 9, 2020. The United States' reliance on China and Canada for plastic lids and bottles is trickling down into a shortage of high-demand hand sanitizer for Americans in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis. A report by Bloomberg details how American manufacturers are ramping up production of hand sanitizer but do not have enough plastic bottles or lids to keep up with demand. Bloomberg reported. According to the companies making the alcohol-based hand cleaner, higher production isn't translating into more supply in part because there aren't enough of the plastic bottles to package it. A key compound used in the process is also in short supply. Emphasis added. To cope with a flood of new demand, plastic container producer Berry Global Group Incorporated increased capacity at its North Carolina facility by 33% in March. The manufacturer is running production around the clock at all of its facilities to fulfill orders for flip-top closures and plastic bottles, spokeswoman Amy Waterman said. Emphasis added. But higher output doesn't mean there's a greater supply of plastic, because food production is also ramping up. Emphasis added. Data from 2017 reveals that the U.S. is the largest importer of plastic bottles and lids. The U.S. imports about 14% of the world's plastic bottles and 68% of all plastic bottles just in North America. About 34% of the plastic bottles imported to the U.S. are made in China and 28% are made in Canada. Mexico and South Korea each make about 8-6% of the plastic bottles that are imported to the U.S. Similarly, the U.S. is the largest importer of plastic lids. More than 30% of U.S.-bound plastic lids are made in China. Another 22% are made in Canada, and 12% are made in Mexico. Today, the U.S. imports about $1.1 billion worth of plastic bottles and $7.5 billion worth of plastic lids every year. Compare that to 1995 when the U.S. imported only about $73.5 million worth of plastic bottles and $870 million worth of plastic lids. The scarcity of plastic bottles in the U.S. is just the latest necessity that has exposed the nation's crippling reliance on foreign countries through a 30-year free trade agenda. Similarly, about 80% of pharmaceuticals imported to the U.S. arrive from Ireland, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, India, Denmark, Belgium, Canada, United Kingdom, and Japan. Around 80% of active pharmaceutical ingredients imported to the U.S. arrive from China and India, and 95% of ibuprofen and 70% of acetaminophen imported to the U.S. arrive from China. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.